Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm not a pastor that plays by the rules. What I mean by that is, today's Palm Sunday, y'all got no fun. I ain't going all what they do tradition. I don't do tradition. I do the Lord. Yes. Amen. But yes. So can we take a moment to give God some praise?
Yes.
Palm Sunday. Thank you, Elvis. You give God Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. Our praise is better than Paul. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we thank the Lord. Now, we don't celebrate Easter like the world celebrates. We said, celebrate the resurrection.
Yes.
So don't come tell me no happy Easter next week. I'm just going to look at you. Tell me happy resurrection.
Amen.
We don't do Easter.
Amen.
Whatever the world do and whoever else do that you know, just let them do what they do. Don't judge, don't say nothing. People are grown. You let them do just about what they want to do, what they want to do. I don't try to make nobody do anything. You do what you do, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have a good time in the Lord. Most of all, y'all open your eyes and see what's going on in the world.
That's right.
But Iran, open your eyes. Things are happening right before your eyes. Not only in Iran, storms are coming through the United States like they ain't got the good sense. Open your eyes and see where we at. It ain't going to be no long time either. Before he comes.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
If anybody desire prayer, I'm going to pray for a couple of people and we're going to keep moving.
Yeah.
You want prayer? Come up to the front. Come on.
I need it.
I'm only going to pray for a few. Might be changing the service, but I'll just do that. Let's give God some prayer. God is great. Give God his praise. Come on, give up from the Lord. Be worthy to be praised. Ain't nothing but blessings that God allows us to use his power. But we dare to take his glory. Come on, give us the glory. Give us the honor. Give God and God alone. Come on, give up from the Lord. Hallelujah! Hang on in front of the Lord. The Lord I said, where would we be?
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord. You always never forget. You always remember.
Yes, Lord.
That God has the power.
Yes, He
does.
We should never forget that.
Yes.
Who has the power?
Amen.
We appreciate him using us as vessels. It's a blessing to be used as a vessel. We got to give him his honor. We thank the Lord for the happy. On today, as we prepare for next Sunday for the resurrection, we don't know what day or time. Don't get caught up with all that Facebook and all that other stuff.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I call it whatever it is.
Yes.
You call it.
Amen.
You don't know what day and time. No, you don't either.
Oh, no.
Oh, we don't know. You know, long ago that would have 3,000 years.
Right.
But we know what happened.
Yes.
That's all. Some people be trying to throw that out. So you don't believe because they don't believe.
All right now. We know it all.
But we know what happened.
Yeah.
We know who he was.
Yeah.
Son of God.
Yeah.
Blessed us, mankind. Gave us another chance. Amen. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you today.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Such precious hearts.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
We thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Presume those on the podcast. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
But for the people of God in your house.
Thank you, Jesus.
We know that they're precious.
Hallelujah.
And we know that you know every last one of us.
Yes.
By our name.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We thank you for allowing us to be here. And we know 3,000 years ago that your son Jesus came and died. Oh, they praised him. They praised him when he came in. Oh, he came in, they had the palm. Praise him. The rock of our salvation. They were saying, Hosanna! Blessed be the rock.
Yeah.
But then the next week, they said, crucify.
Yeah.
So as you deal with us,
yes, hallelujah.
Teach us, make sure we deal with one another the way you have dealt with Jesus by sending him for us.
Yeah.
Teach us.
Hallelujah.
To walk in peace and in love. Help us be human. You're divine. We're spiritual people, spiritual beings. But we still need joy. Bless each and every one here today. Give us something to carry us through the week that we can feast off of.
Thank you.
Bless everyone here as we prepare, even going into next week. For communion on the day of resurrection.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Not gonna be long before you.
Thank you, Father.
A text. You are the strength of my life. You are the source of my strength. Psalms 27:1. Danielle.
Okay.
I got it here with you.
Yep.
Put it up.
Thank you.
Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom should I be afraid?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Life will test you.
Yeah.
Life tests us as we go on in life.
Yes.
We be rolling, having good days and peaceful days.
All right.
Always remember there's something lurking trying to throw us off.
Amen.
But by the help of God, we overcome. Whatever test that it may be. And sometimes we pass the test, and sometimes we don't. But just because we don't pass the test don't mean you hang your head low. You get yourself up and shake yourself off and keep moving toward the cross. Knowing that he has forgiven us already before we even ask him.
All right now.
But we got to ask him and recognize that we have messed up. We didn't pass this test. Get by that test, they come in. Just keep on trucking.
Yeah.
We live in a time now. You can't go back now.
Amen.
This is a time that you cannot look back.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We soon to get out of here one way or another.
Amen.
We don't fall asleep.
Yeah.
He gonna come.
Hallelujah.
But until then, some of us might fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way life don't go.
Mm-hmm.
But we fall asleep, let's fall asleep in who?
Jesus.
Trouble will come. Mm-hmm. Now the Bible speaks of the peace. He said, I give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Anybody got that peace?
Yeah.
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 I still feel brand new. Anybody feel brand new? I know I'm saved. I feel brand new all the time. Not some of the time. I still feel brand new. That's why can't anybody tell me I ain't saved. You feel close to me. I know where I am because I know where I come from. I know I got peace. Fight for your peace. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Don't let anybody else off in your house.
Hallelujah.
Don't come here bringing all that nonsense to me. You don't have to come here. You can stay in the car. I don't care. But you ain't taking my peace. I'll fight for my peace. I'll fight for my peace. You better fight for your peace. I ain't giving up my peace. The way the world is now, you have peace. Any nonsense, get away from me. And I know y'all probably think I'm old fashioned. But I'm not. Y'all just think I'm old fashioned because I don't do Facebook and all that. I don't want to. You call me what you want to call me. I still don't want to be bothered with it. You do it, you do it. I ain't saying nothing about you always on Facebook and TikTok or whatever you're on. Don't say nothing about me, not on that. Amen.
Amen.
I know some of y'all do good things on TikTok and all whatever else they have. Which one of those gadgets do Trump have? What he got?
Twitter X.
You got Twitter X?
Yeah.
Right.
So today I'm saying to y'all with Twitter X, get rid of Twitter X. Y'all need that. I'm telling you, don't even bother with it.
It's not even a popular app.
Yeah, I know it ain't popular. I know who, yeah, you're right, it's not.
It's popular
and
it really went down with him on it.
You got a man running around here, the mayor of America, the police of the world. There ain't no police of the world. You got a man running around here, yeah, I can talk about him. I'm looking right at him. You got a man running around here saying, okay, we got missing women. Oh, yeah. The one in Iran, you didn't know what you was getting into, did you? Then he talking about Cuba. What's wrong with you, man? Oh, we got all the power. We don't have the power no more. China has it. Pay attention. In the same war going on, guess who in the background helped? Russia. Now, see, something going to go down sooner or later. I'm going to tell y'all like that. And I think that something is called Babylon.
Yeah.
But we ain't worried about nothing because I don't care if they blow it up. I know what I'm doing. I don't care what they do with it. I don't fear it. Don't fear
it. Torrance's House of Threads, 7732 West Burleigh Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53222. They do have a wardrobe consultant. Please go check them out if you need help with, you know, styling out your clothes. Like me. It was turbulent. Right. Yes. Yes, men and women. Men and women.
Nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
So trials gonna shake you up. Yeah, it will shake you up. Like a die in your family. Things gonna happen, and it's gonna be definitely devastating. But you got to shake it by keep praying, keep looking to the healing, keep looking to the Lord, and God will start smoothing out. There will be days when you feel weak. Everybody have those days you feel weak, tired, and overwhelmed.
Yes.
Let me tell you a little secret about ministry. People think that this here is something to God. It's to God be the glory.
Amen.
And with God's strength, that's the only way we can deal with this and deal with this.
Hallelujah.
It's only about the strength of God's strength. But this is nothing to be proud of. All these people and they want position. Where are you going?
Okay.
Where are you trying to get to?
All right.
Yep. No. You ain't looking at your position.
You're
looking at your heart.
But here's what's more important. Brother here. Brother there. Is when you leave here, you live right all you know how. That's the main key. Okay, you leave here. Might you make a mistake when you get home? So what? Repent. Because now I begin to understand what he said. your past sins,
your present,
and just because your future don't mean you go out there and start sinning.
Amen.
You don't go out there and start playing that game because you know that he is already forgiven you. Because you're going to be a pity for that. You don't want to play that game. Leave that alone. So for God I live, for God I die. Let's just keep walking. We're on a highway. Everybody can't get on this highway like we are.
Amen.
And I don't know if y'all know this, the world, man, boy, the world go to the basketball game, baseball game. Oh, they packing so well already today. They don't do service like we do. That's their service, going and tailgating and happy. Having fun. And here it is. You're supposed to be glorifying God, but you are tailgating and you ain't saying a word about God all day. But pray for the world, because some of them are going to come over here.
Yeah.
On this side. Because it's coming to time where it's going to be whose side are you on? We can't knock them all.
Amen.
I used to play basketball. I don't care about basketball no more. And I do remember when I used to go to church years ago. I couldn't wait to get out and go see the Packers. They stepped the Packers on. Here I'm getting out running, trying to see a game at 12 o'clock. You, what? Come on, man. Got, get, man, I look. Don't try me like that.
Amen.
Yeah, tricked me and tried me and had me burn out all the church traffic. Yeah, you think you all right, you were turning the radio. Who win? I don't care about that stuff anymore. I've learned that I better have one God and one God on me. Hallelujah. And won't even be that practice. What a blessing. What a blessing. Let's keep our minds and he'll keep his mind stayed on me. I'll keep doing perfect peace. I tell you, I fight for my peace. I mean, I fight. I just don't fight for my peace. You might just fight for that peace. Amen. But the child of God has something the world doesn't have. We have strength. Sometimes it looks like your strength is gone, but you got to remember, he said his word, when you're weak, that's when you're really strong.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's when you can look up.
Thank you.
God will give you strength.
Thank you.
Not your own.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we live in the God. That does not come from ourselves, that strength. Our strength comes from the Lord. The songwriter said, you are the strength of my life. You are the source of my strength. Hallelujah. Give us a break. Make us a praise. We need to depend on the Lord. Everything in our life we need depending on the devil. Hot water or cold. Lord, we depend on you to see us through. David understood the truth.
Yes, he did.
When you wrote in the book of Psalms.
Yes, he did.
27. That the Lord was the strength of his life. David has enemies.
Yes,
he had enemies. David had battles. He had battles. David had moments of fear.
Yes.
So many times that anybody ever really deal with fear?
Yes.
That crept up on you? Yes. And you don't know where it came from and whatever situation that you did.
Yes.
I found out, might have been a few weeks ago, fear was trying to come in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember, I kind of learned something. I learned how to go to the court of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I promise
Hallelujah.
You,
thank
that fear
you.
Was written on me.
Thank
that fear was on me. For what I was done, that fear was there.
Hallelujah.
And I went.
Hallelujah.
I went to the court.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When I came out the court,
Hallelujah.
It was gone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, you told me,
the court,
don't worry about nothing. Cast all your cares on me because I care for you.
Yes. Yes.
I said, what you say? What? I said, I got you.
All right.
I said,
the court.
We done with this note.
Amen, amen.
But he knew where his spirit come from. We know where his spirit come from.
Yes.
And today, the message is simple. When God is the strength of your life,
yeah,
you can stand through anything.
Yeah.
Anybody understand through anything? Through everything? Anybody understand it? David said, the Lord is the strength of my life.
Yeah.
Notice what David did not say. He didn't say, my money.
He said, my life.
This is what the billionaires is depending on.
Yeah.
If y'all do know, it wasn't long ago when Trump passed this call, Big Beautiful Bill. I'm telling y'all stuff that's true in life. And the Big Beautiful Bill made 1% of America filthy rich.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you gonna make billionaires give them more money than they already billionaires?
All right now. Greed.
And the billionaires, they think that they money. He didn't say your money was the strength of your life. So they all in a circle. 1% of America. And they all got their money. And I don't know if some of them know the Lord or not. I pray. That's what I'm going to do because that money is not going to save me. So, but with all this greed, somebody going to give an answer to God about kids starving in Africa.
All right.
How kids starve all over the world.
Yeah.
How kids can't even get operations to correct something that lived in Africa. They correct stuff. Nobody is helping. God's going to ask you, did you go help those poor children? And you've got people in America that are poor because of racism. Because what they did with our ancestors, when they came over and built America, when they came out of slavery, they had stuff already planned.
Hallelujah.
They put them all on top of each other. Every city. That's the red line. Don't sell them property. Nowhere.
Hallelujah.
Guess what, y'all? I got good news.
But God.
The gig is up. Come on, give God a hand, pray. The gig is up, baby. We know your number. You got your number. So don't feel bad. I used to feel bad and wonder if I had to live in the ghetto the way I was living out here. I couldn't figure this thing out for nothing. We grew up eating soap sandwiches. I couldn't just figure my pants were so big, and y'all may laugh, I used to have to go like this to keep them up. If you watch me sometimes, that was a hat because my pants were too big. I couldn't put it. But that my mother did the best. But you couldn't tell me I was poor because the house was so clean. I believe if a mice came in there, we didn't see him. He probably ran out. These folks too clean. Ain't nothing but poor. You hear me all up? For real, for real. So, God is going to deal with America.
All right now. Yes, he is.
He's dealing with America now. All right, y'all keep your eyes open and keep watching. David didn't say his money is his strength. He didn't say his position was his strength because he was king. He didn't say my friends are my strength. It's only so far you can lean upon your friends because there comes a time you have to stand upon your own. And sometimes lean on other people. You put your burden on them when you need to stand by yourself. He said the Lord is my strength. Some people depend on things that can fail them. Money can run out. People can leave. Health can change. Anybody ever had health change coming through this wall?
Amen.
Anybody just know the enemy been trying to kill you since you've been on this wall? Because that's what he do. That's his job. But God would not let us be taken out by him. God is keeping us. Even through the health issue. Even through dialysis, even through surgery, a brain surgery, even through brain surgery, even through a kidney transplant, God still will keep you and give you a brand new life. I don't know about y'all, but I feel brand new and new kidney. Hallelujah. Got a 25-year-old kid. Watch out. Here I come. Hallelujah. I'm stepping high and I'm looking up. Hallelujah. I feel good. Hallelujah. I feel good. season for my life. What I'm going through, that we all know, I'm going through. You like talking noise, you got down. I don't like talking. Fill up all the back. Now you're going back. Wake up in the middle of the night. I'm going back to sleep. Dialysis in the morning.
Yeah.
Only your God can bring you through. God never fails us. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40:29, he gives power to the weak.
Yes.
He has given us power. Somebody said power.
Power.
He has given us.
Yes.
To those who have no might, he increases strength. That means when your strength runs out, God's strength is just getting started. Wow, that's why I feel so good. His strength is just getting started. Hallelujah. Don't make me. Hallelujah. I'm back better than ever been before. I never thought I had a new beginning. Hallelujah. We a new beginning in this world. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Strength is just getting started.
Yeah.
You may feel weak a moment.
Sean the Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009 for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Sean the Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
Today, for God says, I will be your strength.
Yes. Yes.
When you don't know how you're going to make it.
All right, yes, now,
Lord. Anybody know how you?
Yes,
Lord. At time, you know how you're going to make
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes. Look
at that. I hear the story. Y'all know the true story. My friend in Auburn, Pastor Gregory Hilson, he said one of his members didn't have no food.
Right, right.
She could have called him. He's the pastor. He'd make sure she had some groceries, but she didn't. Mm-hmm. But this time she said, I'll call nobody. I'm going to depend upon the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
So she said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it.
Yes.
But I believe that you're going to help me make it.
Yeah, all right.
You don't have no food. We don't miss breakfast. We don't miss lunch.
All right.
But I still.
Yes.
Later, depending on you. All of a sudden, she opened the door. Grocery laying all in the hallway, but she don't see nobody out there. Come on, give God some praise. Anybody ever do this? You didn't know how you were going to make it? The God made you make it? Help comes from somewhere? God is not going to let us down, y'all. And you got to hold to that faith.
Yeah, that's it.
You got to hold to that faith.
That's it right there.
Something happened just recently, a couple of days ago. And me and my wife saw it. What had happened. We were dealing with somebody. And it kind of hurt us in a way. But that person didn't do that intentionally. And he... He told us he was students, and we done with it, no more conversation about it.
Okay.
That night, I looked at my wife. I said, well, I'll find somebody else if we have to.
Right.
Finish doing the work
that
we need on the house. Messed around and got in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the courts of the Lord.
All right.
Woke up that morning. She prayed, but I went to the court, so she prayed. Let me tell you that. I heard the voice say, don't call him or don't text him.
Yes. Well,
you know what he said? Mm-hmm. What he said he was going to do. Leave. So now I'm riding with my appointment to veteran. He said, no. So I told you don't text him. I told you don't call him.
Well,
I told you to wait.
All right.
I said, okay, though. Still in my mind, I'm going to text him.
Nah.
I got in the veterans. I didn't text him. I didn't call him. All of a sudden, I got in the car. He go and text. I'm on my way to finish the work. I said, look at God. God was teaching me to be patient in the times of my trial. Sometimes you got to sit down and shut up. And look to the hill. You come at your help. Your help don't come from the Lord. But be still and know it's God. Don't make the mistakes like I did.
All right, now.
Well, I mean, my dad, I jumped up, first wife threw me out, jumped up, see a pretty woman. Or that wasn't the woman he had for me. That woman thought she was in a magazine, she was so cheap. Y'all think I'm like, everywhere I went, so me and Kelly, I said, hey, man, that's my wife. Oh, this your wife? Who wife do you think it is? She was that pretty, she could go in a magazine. Guess what?
But call.
She did not have the love, the spirit.
All right.
Like, that's my wife, right there.
All right.
That's her. The other girl was not that bright. She was not the one. She wasn't the one. So y'all be careful when y'all see these big bus over there coming through there. Y'all know, they don't play with me. They come through there with all these muscles. Nice suits on. I ain't got no muscles like that. Imagine all these big muscles.
Why?
Smell it good.
Why?
How you doing today, sister?
Why?
Y'all, wait. And here's the thing about waiting. You still got to believe that he's going to send you what you ask for on his time. Don't move. Don't jump. Don't be nothing. Wait on the Lord. He taught me something. God said, I'm the source of your strength. God's been strength in time of trouble. David didn't write these words, city and comfort. I'm bringing home. David wrote them while enemies were after him. Can you imagine your enemies after you? David was hiding in caves. David was surrounded by the enemies. Times he felt alone. It's going to be some times that you go feel alone and cry. But just remember, he said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And then he said, with two or three gathered in my name, I'll be in this. You ain't gonna feel alone when you're thinking by yourself. And all the time, you got a friend that they close to a brother. You got a friend standing next to you. I know what I thought. My friend was standing next to me. And my man cheated on me. He cheated on my best friend, cheated on my girlfriend. Oh, he was with me. I signed myself in the boys' home. He was my friend when I went to the penitentiary. He's my friend when I got out. He's my friend. Oh, he's still my friend. He's still standing beside me, leading and guiding me. He ain't going nowhere. He's your friend. Bible says he called you friend. Sometimes you're going to feel alone. But even in trouble, David declared that God was his friend. Book of Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. In trouble. Not when you get it. He said, in trouble. Soon as you get it, I'm there.
Hallelujah.
You gotta wait.
I'm there, Lord.
Notice his presence.
Right now.
That means God is not distant.
Right.
When trouble comes.
Look at that.
He's right there with you.
Always.
When the storm comes, God is your strength. When sickness comes, God is your strength.
Yes.
It was many times I was on dialysis and I knew I wasn't gonna make it. I told my wife, I said, I'm not going to make it. She said, the devil is alive. I said, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it because I seen about 6 or 7 guys die right before my eyes when I went in, and they all of a sudden they were dropping like flies. I said, I'm not going to make it. When my time going to come? And I started feeling like I'm not going to make it.
Amen.
Nope. But one thing when I started telling her, y'all always praying.
Amen.
But when I started telling the Dallas people, the texts and all them, he said, how you doing there, Mr. Coleman? I said, God's going to give me a kidney. I changed my whole conversation. Every time he says to me, I said, God's going to give me a kidney. I promise you, I said, God's going to give me a kidney. Well, I could have made his son a rap, so God's going to give me a kidney. God's going to give me a kidney. All right. Can't help me get number one here, God's going to give me a kidney. God's gonna give me a kid. Come on. God's gonna give me a kid. God's gonna give me a kid.
All right.
God's gonna. Now you need healing. That's what you need to say. God's gonna heal me. God's gonna heal me. And you keep on saying it wherever that is, because God is looking high and looking low, and he's looking at you, and he said, listen, I gotta get Jeffy, because he ain't like a fool. I gotta get his kidney. Like they make him look like a fool in front of the people. I got to give him a kidney, because he's bragging on me. He lifted me up. He prayed in me. God bless you for the kidney.
Thank you for the
kidney,
Lord.
Whatever you do, you've got to give it to God. And don't miss saying it. Keep saying it.
Thank you for
that. When the end of text, God is your strength. Come down. Somebody's listening there who has been through things. You never thought you could survive. But somehow you made it. It wasn't your power. It wasn't the strength of it was the strength of God carrying you.
Yes.
God's strength keeps standing.
Thank you, Jesus.
These are people today who should have given up a long time.
Thank you.
Anybody who had given up a long time?
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Life tries to knock you down. But you are still here.
Yes,
you're still praying.
Yes,
you're still praying.
Yes,
you're still trusting
yes,
God. Why? Because God's strength is holding you up. Apostle Paul said in the second epistle of Corinthians 12, my grace is sufficient for you, for my spirit is made perfect in
me.
That means when we are weak, God shows his power. Sometimes God allows us to reach the end of our strength so we will learn to depend on his strength.
Thank you.
I'm broken. Come on, give God a hand for it. Hallelujah. God is awesome.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.